If the trends in fuel prices continue, Fairbanks residents could pay well over $15,000 a year to heat their homes by 2015. That's what experts told Senator Joe Thomas of Fairbanks and members of the Democratic Senate Energy Working Group during a hearing yesterday. As KUAC's Emily Schwing reports, the group met to discuss fuel prices in the Golden Heart City and surrounding interior villages.
Senator Thomas was joined by Senators Joe Pascvan, also of Fairbanks, as well as Donnie Olson of Nome, Lyman Hoffman of Bethel, and Bill Willikowski of Anchorage. The owner of a local delivery service told the panel the price per gallon of heating fuel is 13 cents higher than it was at the same time last year. Senator Thomas says numbers like that lead him to believe interior Alaska is facing a crisis.
Well, I think we are, but you know, sometimes the crisis has to be in your backyard before you realize it's there. You know, it's such a big state, so much differences economic differences across the state, that people really don't recognize other people's issues.
Experts told the group nearly half of household median income in rural interior communities goes towards home energy costs. The working group also heard from the general public.
My name on the record is Denmer Wells. I'm known as Dan. I've been here 41 years. If the state had applied the money spent on studies related to our high energy cost since 30 years ago, how many pipelines could we have worn out and still had money left over?
Good evening, Bernie Carl, Chena Power, Chena Hot Springs. We should have the cheapest power in the world. You heard people talking about leaving the state. It's insane. You need to do something now.
I'm Brian Rogers, Chancellor, University of Alaska Fairbanks. Last year, we spent a total of $8 million on heat and power for the campus. If we were all oil, we would need an additional $32 million a year from the legislature to heat and light our campus.
Senator Thomas admits the state has been slow to find solutions to increasing costs. He says subsidizing heating fuel, for example, could provide temporary relief, but there are other ways to address the interior's problems.
So there's options and there's opportunity. We just need to push it forward and just say this is it. And it's the sense of urgency, I think, that does not exist in state government.
Senator Thomas says the legislature can pass bills and put forth money to help defray growing energy costs, but ultimately it's up to the governor's office to take a more active role in moving projects forward. In Fairbanks, I'm Emily Schwing.